Is it still just us?
No, there's some other individuals I'm going to invite more in now, and then we are streaming as well.
Okay, great.
Jeff, your kids.
Yeah, I know. I just said something to him and I muted myself.
John Martin here.
Bert Hash here.
Holly Sitko here.
James Butler here.
And it's all
Bobby
different
Sample here.
Here.
It's Matt Heifkel.
Yes, Jeff Schrader. Is that Randy?
Skyler Dyer.
Yeah. Yeah, Randy Conroy's on too.
Is that Randy? Vernon, this is Vernon, Randy.
James Sakem. Randy, James Sakem.
Well, at 10 o'clock, we'll do a roll call.
Oh, 10 o'clock? Okay. You know I'm here, right?
Yeah, keep your powder dry.
That's right. Don't forget, time is money.
And we're live streaming, so. Ground rules, put it on mute until I call you.
All right.
Good morning, it's George Doach. Good morning. Good morning.
Morning, George.
You want to identify yourself? Good morning.
Thank you.
Gordon is on. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Gordon. It's Michelle.
Good morning, everyone. This is Jerry Williams.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, how are you?
Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning.
So it's 2 minutes of, I'll just do some ground rules. Remember, please, to keep your phones on mute unless you are responding to a question. We're going to keep this easy like we did the last time. It should be very simple. I'll do a roll call before I can call us to order. And with every vote, I'll have to do a roll call. So. We got through it a month ago, so this should be easy squeezy. Okay, my clock says it's 10 a.m. This is Chairman Mariner, and I'm going to call the roll to make sure that we have a quorum. Vice Chairman Hash?
Bert Hash here.
Commissioner Boozer?
Vernon Boozer here.
Commissioner Doshi?
Here.
Commissioner Fager?
Here.
Commissioner Stakem?
Here.
Commissioner Williams?
Here.
Thank you all. We have a quorum, so I'll call the meeting to order. And we need an approval of the agenda. Does anyone have any comments or corrections or additions to make to the agenda? Hearing none, may I get a motion to approve the agenda?
So Mr. Bert Hash here.
Okay, moved and seconded. Call the roll, Vice Chairman Hash.
Approve.
Commissioner Boozer?
Approve.
Commissioner Doshi?
Approved.
Commissioner Fager?
Approve.
Commissioner Stakem?
Approved.
Commissioner Williams?
Approved.
Thank you. I hate to go through all of this, but it's the only way that we can do this via a call. We'll move on to the approval of the minutes of the open session of April 23rd. You all had that in your email packet. Are there any comments, corrections, additions to be made? Hearing none, can I get a motion to approve, please?
So moved.
Mr. Stakem, second.
Okay, moved and seconded. I'll call the roll, Vice Chairman Hash.
Approve.
Commissioner Boozer?
Approve.
Commissioner Doshi?
Approve.
Commissioner Fager?
Approve.
Commissioner Stakem?
Approved.
Commissioner Williams?
Approved.
Okay, the minutes of the April 23rd meeting have been approved. I'll move immediately to the consent agenda. The first item are the new instant ticket games, number 496, a $2 big cash bonus, number 497, a $5 dollar sign, number 498, a $10 100,000 crossword fourth edition, number 499, a $20 bonus bingo times 20. Number two, the EGD games and component testing, certified lab software, hardware, and game certifications, BLTs, table game components, and instant bingo machines from 4/19/20 to 5/14/20. Number three, the regulatory violations, A Hollywood Casino, January 2020, Horseshoe Casino, November 2019, MGM National Harbor regulatory violation, January 2020. Number four, the gaming license application revocations. Number five are the staff reports, the financial director's report, John Martin, managing director, chief revenue officer, James Logue, managing director, gaming, John Mooney, managing director, regulatory oversight, Leo Momorski, managing director, chief marketing officer, Cheryl Gentry, managing director, communications, Robert Fontaine, Principal Counsel, OAG, and James Butler, Managing Director, Organizational Compliance. Having read all of the consent agenda items, does anyone care to take anything out to discuss, modify, or have any discussion? Hearing none, can I get a motion to approve the consent agenda?
So moved.
Bert Hash to approve.
Moved and seconded. Now I'll call the roll. Vice Chairman Hash?
Approve.
Commissioner Boozer?
Approve.
Commissioner Doshi?
Approve.
Commissioner Fager?
Approved.
Commissioner Stakem?
Approve.
Commissioner Williams?
Approved.
Approved and unanimously. We'll move now to the operator reports. Matt High School, Hollywood Casino.
Good morning. It's Matt High School from Hollywood. So for us, the main thing, like I'm sure for all the casinos, is just the intense preparation going on right now for being ready to reopen. I'd like to thank the lottery for all their support in reviewing our plans and to make sure we are compliant with what we need to be. And I've also been very appreciative of the Cecil County Health Department for their critical input, and they've blessed what we've submitted to them thus far. I was lucky enough last week to go down to assist our Baton Rouge team to reopen their casino. And as much as I was helping them through that, it was more just a tremendous learning experience to see what we'll face when we reopen. I felt really great coming out of it, seeing all the distancing procedures in place and working. The employees were thrilled to be back, and it was as rewarding as anything to see them feel comfortable with all the measures that we had in place. Almost all of our employees that we called back returned, which was something we were particularly worried about with our Louisiana workforce, so that was good to see as well. The temperature check processes were fast, didn't bog things down, and they have yet to have someone enter after a week and a half of operations with any elevated temperature, so that's been good to see too. I spent a lot of time watching table games there, since there's so many intricacies in that business now in terms of what to do with dice and general sanitation and all that sort of stuff. So I was really happy to see the dealers pick up on those new processes pretty quickly after some training. The volumes there were strong for the first couple of days, as the customers that really wanted to be there were able to return, but it's been kind of soft since, particularly over the weekend. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with us here at Hollywood with Delaware Park opening first. So I wonder if we'll get some of that bump with the pent-up demand, or if it'll kind of just go to Delaware Park to start there first. So we may have to market a little differently here in Maryland than we did down there in the short term, given the competitive advantage that Delaware is going to have in that short term. But regardless, I left feeling energized about being up and running and relieved that the safety measures based on the best guidelines that we have really made our employees and me feel safe. And I can't wait to have that same feeling here soon. And with that, I'll take any questions.
Hearing none, thank you so much, Matt. Ocean Downs, Bobby Sample.
Good morning, Commissioner. Probably going to be a lot of repeat to what Matt just said. We also are busy making preparations, getting everything ready to accept our employees and our customers back. We've been working with the Worcester County Health Department. They had some input into our plan, which we've addressed, and we are moving forward. I also thank the agency staff for their input to our plan and their approval of our floor plan and the use of spot shields in some areas to be able to open up more games. Obviously, we will be hopefully opening in the heat of the busy season here. I'm sure that everyone saw the national news that Ocean City made with the crowds on the boardwalk. I do want to point out that was the pictures that were used were a bit distorted. There certainly were a lot of people, and I can say there probably wasn't exactly 6 feet of distance between people on the boardwalk, but there was certainly far more space than might have been indicated in those pictures. Some of our sister properties have also opened in Louisiana and Mississippi over the course of the last week. I also have been very happy to see or hear that most of the team members who've been called to return have returned. Customers have had very good things to say. I feel like our corporate team, that each property working with them, has put together a very solid plan for reopening, and I'm looking forward to our team being able to execute that plan and open back up again. And with that, I'll take any questions.
Hearing none, thank you, Bobby. Anthony Ferranco with Live.
Good morning. Earlier this week, we finalized the details of our new safety program called Play It Safe at Live Casino. I want to thank Gordon and the commission for all their help and their government process. We actually sent out a press release earlier this morning detailing some of that plan, and we'll be hosting some members of the media on property later today for some interviews. Throughout this downtime, we've continued to stay in touch with our team members, primarily through social media. I've done some Facebook videos, and I've spoken to many of the team members personally. I mean, I can tell you that my guys are anxious and they're excited about our reopening plan. So thankfully, the majority of them have stated to me that they're ready to come back to work, and that's great. So in the meantime, you know, we continue to stay in constant communication with local and state health officials. We'll continue to adjust our safety plan accordingly. But long story short, we anxiously wait for the governor's approval, and we will be ready to be open and look forward to hearing from him soon. And with that said, I'll take any questions.
Well, good luck with the press. Thank you, Anthony. We'll go to Skylar Dice at Rocky Gap.
Good morning. I just wanted to take a moment. Thank the lottery for their help with putting our plan together and the feedback that we've gotten from them, along with our Allegheny County officials and the local health department. Very helpful with helping us tie up some of the loose ends that we have in the plan. We continue to work with our corporate team in Nevada just on best practices out there. As you know, we keep learning new information about the virus. Also working with different vendors, making sure we've got all the appropriate PPE all stocked up, ready to go, cleaning, sanitizing equipment, hand sanitizer, everything in our plan. We've now got on property, ready to roll. We just rolled out a new marketing program aimed at our guests, both in Nevada, Montana, as well as Maryland, called the Golden Commitment. Just talk about the safety measures that are taking place at all the Golden Entertainment properties. Very proud of the plan that we have put together and very eager to get back serving our guests and waiting on the governor's approval to reopen. Well, that'll take any questions.
Hearing none, Skylar, thank you. We'll go to the horseshoe with Randy Conroy.
Good morning, group. Thank you very much. So, similar commentary as the others. We've been very busy, especially the last couple of weeks, getting ready for reopening. That includes moving 1,000 slot chairs into our event space, doing we've done a lot of deep cleaning throughout, but just, finishing touches as we get closer. Done a lot of work on our infrastructure, like the ventilation systems, HVA systems, and we feel really good about changes that we've made there that will provide better ventilation. A lot of effort this week on our recall process, which will be a somewhat cumbersome process, but just getting in touch with our team members and staying in touch. But we're very excited to kick that process off. Tons of signage. At the end, when we were opening and then closing it in March, we were struggling like most with hand sanitizer, cleaning supplies, and we have all of those for months on end on property. So we have quite a stockpile. So we will be ready to go from a sanitation timeline. And then finally, just a lot of retraining for our team members when they come back on the new processes. We've communicated some of those in general to folks. But as they come back on, they'll receive their compulsory masks that they must wear, and then all of the retraining that will go into their job performance, which will be substantial. It's going to be different. So we're excited about that. I feel like we're ready. So if the governor gives us the heads up, we'll be raring to go. Similar to other properties that are other Maryland properties, that sister properties throughout the country, the experience thus far for Caesars Entertainment has been overwhelmingly positive, both with the new protocols in place, guest sentiment, employee sentiment. There's always going to be a few folks that are negative, but the vast majority have been very positive about what they're seeing so far. And from a business level standpoint, we really didn't know what to expect. That we're basing, say, 30-50% business levels, and most of our properties that have opened have actually been closer to level or better than prior year numbers. And I think it's that pent-up demand that Matt mentioned. So anyway, we're going to be ready. We're going to be flexible. We're going to, as demand dictates, we're going to be ramping up our team members, and we're excited to take that opportunity. Happy to answer any further questions you have about Horseshoe.
I don't think so, but thank you, Randy. We'll go to Jeff Schrader with MGM.
Thank you, Chairman. As you may know, this month, MGM National Harbor President Melanie Johnson moved on. She became president and COO of Borgata Hotel Casino and Spa in Atlantic City. With that, I'd like to introduce to the commission Jorge Perez, who has taken the helm at MGM National Harbor as the president and COO. Jorge has been with MGM for almost 25 years in a variety of roles. He recently served as the portfolio president, overseeing all of MGM's regional properties, which includes National Harbor. He will continue in that role while also serving as the president and COO of MGM National Harbor. And with that, I'd like to turn it over to Jorge.
Hey, Jeff, thank you, and good morning, everyone. Look forward to meeting you here in the near future. Very similar to the other operators, right? The last 2 months have been a clear focus on health and safety protocols, staying in touch with our employees, having a sense of what our customers' expectations are. And very similar to what Matt mentioned, I've had the fortune, I'm actually down in Biloxi, Mississippi at our Bourbage property. We open here in a few hours. But I've had the opportunity to visit five other casinos that have opened in the state. Interesting to see the application, and it varies quite a bit. But in talking to customers earlier this week at our Gold Strike property in Tunica, they're very appreciative of the measures that have been taken. They've quickly adapted, especially table games. I know Matt had mentioned that. I was concerned. We did utilize plexiglass, and I was a little concerned about, you know, just the operational aspect of it. But it's working well. Customers are super excited to be back. The other piece too that was unknown for us is how many employees would be interested in coming back. As everyone knows, you know, between state unemployment and the CARES relief, some of our employees are actually making more money being at home. We were pleasantly surprised, you know, between our two properties, at least in Mississippi, over 99% of our employees that were recalled were willing to to come back, which was great. The other piece, you know, similar to the other companies, you know, MGM, you know, company-wide, we furloughed, you know, in excess of 95% of our employees. And, you know, we have an employee emergency grant fund that we set up. We received about $13 million in donations. A lot of that did come from internal executives that were not furloughed. And we've used that fund to just help, you know, employees with their day-to-day financial needs, if you will. We also extended our healthcare benefits through August 31st. And then we donated, very similar to the other operators, in many of our communities, we donated, you know, in excess of $1 million worth of food and products. Just to help the communities in which we work. But overall, super excited to get this property open. Obviously, we will be ready once the governor gives us the okay in Maryland. And again, just look forward to meeting the team at some point. So thank you.
Well, Jorge, welcome to Maryland, and we look forward to meeting you in person. So thank you all.
Thank you.
We'll now move to Gordon with the staff reports.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, Gordon Medenica. As you recall from our meeting a month ago, we were really looking into the abyss, and I'll start with some very good news on the lottery side. I think when we spoke a month ago, we were looking at weekly declines of 20%, 25%, 30%. And we didn't know where the bottom was. And overall, in April, we were down about 25%. However, remarkably, sales have rebounded extremely well. For a couple of weeks now, we're actually running above year over year. We've set some all-time records on our Pick Four game and instant ticket sales. And where a month ago I was estimating that the lottery profits could be down about $50 million from the Bureau of Revenue Estimates number that we have been working off of. Now we're looking at year-to-date down only about $17 million. So we've had a remarkable comeback on the lottery side. And people have wondered why. And I think it's pretty straightforward. Customers have nowhere to spend discretionary entertainment dollars. It's not just perhaps the casinos being closed, but just as importantly, bars, restaurants, concerts, sporting events, all those places where people would normally be able to spend some discretionary entertainment dollars are no longer available to them. So it's been to the benefit of the lottery, and we hope to see that continue. Also recall that we canceled our instant ticket launch in April and also canceled all of our advertising. We went ahead with our May instant ticket launch. It was extremely successful. And the advertising will be coming back. You'll probably start seeing things in the next couple weeks. We're under a theme for the advertising of play safe, and that will continue for some time. So we're urging people to play responsibly and to play safe, but to perhaps loosen up a bit and indeed play. If I could turn to the casinos, as you heard from all of our casino partners, they have done just an outstanding job in coming up with all the new reopening protocols that will be required. Together, we had come up with a very brief overall sort of set of guidelines issued by the agency to the casinos, and asked them to come up with much more detailed plans, which they have all done and all submitted, and continue to update. And we expect that those plans will be updated almost continuously, even after we reopen. And there's also a sense that even after reopening, these new protocols will probably be in place for some period of time, which is at this point fairly unknown. All of the plans contain similar elements, and also I've worked with my peers around the country looking at plans that they have also come, and I would say that we're very consistent and similar to what other gaming jurisdictions have seen and have put out as their guidelines. A lot of it deals with number one, capacity limits. We are probably looking at something in the 25 to 50% range, hopefully 50%. That translates into fewer slot machines, fewer options at the table games. Another big category, obviously, as you heard, is cleaning protocols and having additional cleaning staff and going through the casino more often to do deep cleaning. The casinos have come up with a variety of plans on entry screening, perhaps using thermal cameras or other devices, or screening people verbally as they come in. And of course, all of this with the objective of achieving social distancing. And I think it's important to note that casinos, unlike perhaps other entertainment venues, do have a unique method of maintaining social distancing. And that is because of the massive surveillance systems that exist in all the casinos. And to the extent, if we were to note some people clustering on the floor, it's a fairly straightforward communication to security staff to encourage people to distance themselves. So we think the monitoring of social distancing will be much more effective in a casino environment than perhaps some others. As far as casino contributions, though, those numbers don't change. Again, if, and this may be a worst case scenario at this point, but if we are closed through the end of the fiscal year, which is just the end of next month, the impact will be the same as what I communicated last month, which is in the order of $200 to $220 million. Our year-to-date contributions from the casinos are already down $140 million. So unfortunately, I think we could hit that more onerous number if we remain closed until the end of the year. So with that, I'll take some questions before I get to a couple of action items.
Well, I guess the good news is, Gordon, in the governor's press conference last night, all the numbers are trending in the right direction. So we all look forward to the next stages of reopening Maryland.
Absolutely. And while he announced the end of phase one, we still have phase two and phase three. And it's really not clear yet whether casinos will be classified as phase two or phase three entities. Obviously, we're optimistic and hope that it comes in a phase two plan.
And hopefully the various local jurisdictions will follow them up.
But we'll deal with that down the road.
You have a commission action item?
I have two. The first one is probably the most significant, and it is asking the commission for their transfer of authority to the agency, to me as director, to have emergency powers to waive regulations in order to help the casinos in their reopening. This is a fairly blanket permission that will allow me to quickly waive certain regulatory requirements to assist the casinos. I can give you a sense of where we already will expect the casinos to request waivers. One will be on operating hours. A couple of the casinos have already requested that they be allowed to close perhaps in the wee hours of the morning to in fact do a deep cleaning with no one on the floor. And obviously we're gonna be very amenable to that. Secondly, we may need to have some flexibility on our licensing. A couple of our casinos have already mentioned that they would like to use hotel cleaning staff, for example, to help with the extra cleaning that will be required in the casinos on the expectation that the hotels may even be closed for longer than the casino floors themselves. Another area where we expect to see requests for waivers, obviously, is on machine counts. As you're well aware, we're usually very specific on the number of slot machines that are allowed on the casino floors, and we expect, you know, perhaps at least half of the machines to be taken out of service in the quest for social distancing, so we'll have flexibility on machine counts. And then there are other, perhaps more back office operational issues, such as having ancillary cage operations in order to split up the employees to not have to work as closely in a single place. So those are the kinds of things that we expect to get requests from the casinos and that we intend to grant, given that, with the assumption that the commission gives me that authority today. So with that, I will turn it over to you for action.
Well, clearly you and I will be in constant communication all throughout this process. So is there any discussion or questions from the rest of the commission? Hearing none, can I get a motion to approve this measure?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, moved and seconded. I'll now call the roll for approval. Vice Chairman Hash.
Approval.
Commissioner Boozer.
Approve.
Commissioner Dosh.
Approve.
Commissioner Fager.
Approved.
Commissioner Stakem.
Approved.
Commissioner Williams.
Approved.
Gordon, approved. Next.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And we have a very quick second action item, and that is for the renewal of our auditing contract with Stout, Causey, and Horning. The original contract had 3 one-year renewals. We have used up the first and second, and we are now requesting today to be given permission to renew for the third renewal period in the amount of $244,425. With the commission approval, this will then go forward to the state's June 17th BPW agenda, and obviously we recommend approval. Thank you.
Great. Any discussion or comment? Can I get a motion, please?
So moved.
And seconded?
Second. Mr. Stakem.
Thank you. Call the roll. Vice Chairman Hash.
Approve.
Commissioner Boozer.
Approve.
Commissioner Dosh.
Approve.
Commissioner Fager.
Approve.
Commissioner Stakem.
Approved.
Commissioner Williams.
Approved.
Approved. Thank you.
Thank you,
well, now, are you finished, Gordon? Anything else for us?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll now move to Jim Nielsen, please.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners. This is Jim Nielsen. You have a copy of my report. Are there any questions on that before I move on to the action item?
No, sir.
Okay. So my action item is a proposed regulatory change for the lottery regulations. The proposed amendments would clarify that a player may redeem a lottery prize at a player-activated terminal, and they also contain updates to be consistent with retailer practices for claiming of tickets and including a requirement for retailers to activate a ticket pack before they sell for it. Do you want me to go through each of the pieces, or are you okay with that?
Please proceed.
With the explanation, or just...
No. I mean, we all have it in front of us.
Okay, that's fine.
Make the request.
It's fairly straightforward requirements. We're making sure that practices follow the regulations. So with that, I would ask that we recommend approval, and I'd ask to move it forward.
Makes sense to me. Any discussion or comment from the commission? Hearing none, may I get a motion and a second, please?
So moved.
Second.
Second, Commissioner Fager.
Thank you, and we'll go to a roll call. Vice Chair Hatch?
Approved.
Commissioner Boozer?
Approved.
Commissioner Dosh?
Approved.
Commissioner Fager?
Approved.
Commissioner Stakem?
Approved.
Commissioner Williams?
Approved.
Well, they have it. Approved. Is there anything else that you require of us, Mr. Nielsen?
No, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. There is no necessity to go to a closed session. I noticed there's no section, Gordon, for an open comment.
Yes, having
not seen that, I'm going to ask if anyone has any comment from the public for us as the commission. Please speak up.
Mr. Chairman, Gordon Medenica, I would like to acknowledge at this point in the commission meeting the incredible service of Mr. Robert Fontaine as the Assistant Attorney General for the lottery. As everyone knows, Bob is retiring at the end of the month. I hope he is on this call. I'm not certain that he is. And
I am.
I just want to take Bob, how are you? I just want to take a moment to thank Bob for all his great service to the lottery and to the state of Maryland. Unfortunately, we can't make a little bit more of a fuss about Bob in a physical meeting, but we also have a very very nice certificate from the governor thanking Bob for his service to the state and to the lottery. And I just can't thank him enough for all the great work, not only the intense legal expertise that he has, but also his good humor and his great sage counsel to all of the executive teams and members of the lottery agency. So, Bob, I just can't thank you enough. We will miss you tremendously. You've been a real partner. Thanks.
You'll get a chance to talk in a minute. Wait a minute.
All right.
Having said that, since I'm the longest serving commissioner, and I've known Bob a long time, I too echo everything that you said. I know that he is not moving from Howard County, so he and I will be having a celebratory beverage or two at one of my fine establishments when the time is appropriate. So Bob, you've done a great job of leadership and direction, and we truly thank you, and we wish you well in your retirement. Sure. Now you can say something, please.
Well, thank you, Randy and Gordon, and other people who have responded. My leaving is sort of strange. I was on the highway leaving Baltimore day before yesterday after I dropped off my laptop, and realized that I have been driving from Howard County into Baltimore City every day for more than 35 years. And I'm not going to be doing that anymore. It's very strange. The other thing is that because there's no one around to say goodbye, I think it's been much easier for me. It's an empty room, which is not what your work environment is. When you really come right down to it, it's the people you work with, the people I've worked with have been just awesome. And that is the part I'll miss. Thank you all very much.
You're most welcome.
And Bob, if there's a silver lining in any of this, it is that we take great comfort in knowing that Holly Sitko will be standing in as our acting assistant attorney general, hopefully to become fully AAG at some point. But one door closes, another door opens, and I will also want to just say that we're looking forward to working even more closely with Holly. Thank you for that.
Well, I don't think I've made any secret that I think that she is the smarter one of the two of us. So,
well, we've all known that. Hands. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Oh, thank you, guys. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And I'll see you around the county. There's
indeed.
No need to go
thank
into
you.
A closed session. Are there any other motions? Hearing none, our next meeting will be Thursday, June 25th. Hopefully, we'll be able to do this in person. But if not, we've got this down so we can continue this. So having said all that, I thank you all for calling in, and I'll gavel this meeting adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Trevor.
Thank you. Everybody be safe.